Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hello and welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're here today. My second day back from, I just had a lot of things going on. Went to see Madeline play soccer over in Europe on her international team tour. Took Amelia along, came back with COVID. That was exciting. And 6 weeks after my knee surgery, it hurts worse than ever. So having a great time here, but joining me in my misery, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, great to be with you. And it is good to see you. I just want you to know it's not, we need you here. We miss you when you're not here.
Thank you. That's what people were telling me. And Dr. Jim Burns is here, my good friend and colleague, and just a gift to the ministry here. Jim, I'm so glad we're getting to do some things together, such as on August the 13th, you, Jill Hubbard, me, we're doing the online workshop, Courageous Parents, Transforming Relationships with Your Adult Sons and Daughters. It is not easy being a parent to adult sons and daughters. I don't think it's ever been more difficult than it is today.
You're right. It's complicated. And yes, welcome back. I'm loving doing some of these little times with New Life. But she was so nice to you. I hope by August 13th you're not still complaining about all your health issues, the COVID and the, I know you had knee surgery and stuff.
Yeah, I am a complainer.
You know what? It's like parents feel that way, though. They feel like their knees are hobbled when their kids are honestly making stupid choices. Yeah. There's just so many things that they can get involved with today. And those kids that feel like they don't belong, I'm different, I don't belong, which it's probably about 99.9% of every junior higher feels like I'm different, I don't belong. But there's all these options. There's all these groups. There's anything you want out there. You just pick a place and you have instant belonging. And when you come out, and whatever you're coming out is, all of a sudden you're given all these applause, and so it's a very weird way of belonging, but it opens up Pandora's box for so many of our parents, Steve, to your knee, that are in pain because they feel like their knees are hobbled. They feel so helpless. They don't know what to do. Well, and that's what the workshop is going to be about is courageous. Those are the times when you need to be. You got to step up. You can't just let it happen.
Well, Jim wrote the book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. And it is a great book. And let me tell you why it's great. Because it was written in this decade. I hear people all the time saying, well, what are you doing about this hard situation you're in where you can't see your grandkids because your kids cut you off? Well, I'm reading a book by this parenting expert. When was it written? Well, it was about 2 decades ago. Throw it away. It doesn't work. It doesn't apply. It's a different world. Your kids are being inundated with different messages. So I'm glad that you're with us, Jim. Anybody can join us Saturday, August the 13th. And we would love for all of you to be there. I think it's going to be amazing. Now, I want to mention this with Sherry. Some of you, in your dating, it was characterized by self-deception. And things were not exactly the same after the wedding reception. And she's written the book, Intimate Deception. And I'm telling you, that's the book you need to read. If you have been betrayed, if you have been deceived, it's the beginning of awareness and ushering you into the healing process. And it is just a brilliant book that's helped so many people. Intimate Deception. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. If you want to join us right now, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Jim Burns will be here for 2 hours. Well, unless I get so irritated with my knee, I have to drop out. But we're going to be here for you. You come join us. 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Jim Burns, and here we go to our phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. I want to talk with Susan from Nashville, Tennessee. She listens to us on Sirius XM satellite radio channel 131, 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Susan, welcome to New Life Live. How can we help?
Thank you so much. Well, I just want you to know I love this show, and it took me a lot of courage to call, so be patient with me. And my husband and I are completely heartbroken. So our daughter grew up in a loving home. We raised her in a Christian home, and she became an actress in theater about 10. That was her gift, and just super, super talented. And she went on to get her master's in directing. She's done film and theater, and just so proud of her. But in the last 7 years, she has become a child we do not know. She's 31, and we found out just by happenstance. I really think it was the Lord. I really do. I've prayed so much. I really do feel it was the Lord. But she is basically doing pornography, and she has thousands of followers and gets paid for pictures, and I know it's a lot more than that, but I don't want to know, you know. So we've allowed ourselves to see a glimpse of what's going on, and her brothers and sisters want nothing to do with her. But I know, you know, Jesus wants to find that lost sheep, and, you know, we're like the prodigal, you know, she's the prodigal, we're the parents, we pray, we are on our knees praying and just don't know what to do. So, okay.
I want to ask you a question before we help you. I think this scenario plays out in a lot of families when you think you're doing everything right, and then there's a real turn away from your values and everything, and this is a pretty steep turn. So I want you to just take out all of the Christian anything words. And I want you to tell me, as a mother who's very insightful, you have that intuition. I want you to take away all the things that you ought to be saying, and I just want you to tell me, here's why I think this happened with her.
Okay. Here's what I think. She was assaulted 10 years ago.
All right.
And, yes. She was assaulted. She felt powerless. And she has said to us that this makes her feel powerful.
Boom. I am so grateful that you know this, you're aware of this, that she shared it with you. And just the fact that she even shared what is the benefit of this beyond finances is really, really important. Sherry, let's start with you. What do you think when you hear this and you hear, here's a mother that has an idea of how all this went so wrong?
Well, I love Steve's question. It's like the million-dollar question, right? And you're 100% right. When your daughter was sexually assaulted, when I do EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing. Do you know 100% of the women that have had that happen, that have been raped, assaulted, they have two negative beliefs. One is, three actually. I'm powerless, helpless. I'm not in control. And I can't trust anyone. And so that much helplessness, that much powerlessness, it is trauma gone awry. how she's trying to find her power, how she's trying to feel strong, is by people paying her because she can seduce them, because she was seduced.
Mm-hmm.
It's untreated trauma.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she's telling you the truth, but it is a false sense of healing. It's not healing. It's actually, what she doesn't realize is she's opening herself up for more harm. Because while she's 31, she's in her prime, she will be wrung out, right? And thrown away. She's holding on to something right now. But when you think about Jesus, you know, the woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery, he didn't lay back. He didn't step back. He moved forward into their worlds. And your precious daughter needs treatment. She needs the truth. And I love that you're praying, but oftentimes praying can become a part of helplessness and powerlessness because we don't know what to do, so we pray. But then we don't do anything else. We don't talk to her about, there's a place called BethsaidaWorkshops.org. It's for women who have issues with pornography, with sexually acting out, serial cheating. It's for them. And the woman that heads it, she also had issues. She is a love, sex, and relationship addict. She's amazing. She's a Christian. But that place would be a place that she would need to go. And so sitting back is not going to get you guys where you need to go. I want your heart to break, and I want your heart to break and begin to ask her questions about how she's going to maintain this long term. And
yeah, and I think, Sherry, if we could think about how do they enter her life in a way that might open her up to getting help?
Yeah.
Because I think when she was abused...
That's the issue.
Yeah, right. And I don't know what resource that she needs, but she's not going to get anything if we can't give you the best chance possible of reaching her heart. Because here's what I think. I think she determined when she was abused that all men are abusive. And she decided that she will be abused by men the rest of her life. So she's going to make them pay to abuse her. She wasn't just assaulted by one man. In a way, she's being assaulted by millions of men, and she's making them pay for it. And it just produces more emptiness, deeper, richer, blacker emptiness. But again, I want to help you figure out how to reach her in some way that actually she might hear, accept, and move.
So conversation like this. Honey, have you ever thought about the fact that when you were raped, and I would use that word, when you were raped,
okay. You
were in a really helpless, powerless place. You couldn't control it. You didn't want it. And have you ever thought that maybe what you're doing now is connected to that? Like somehow you're getting some power, you're feeling more in control in order to try to heal that wound instead of treating that wound? Like, that's how you could say it, in a very curious, loving, honest way.
Okay.
Jim, okay. You have a thought on this?
You know, I do, and I think what the advice, Susan, that they're giving you is so good and so right. And what's interesting for you is you actually know why she's acting out, and a lot of times parents don't know. And so that's a gift to you.
No,
as much as heartbreaking as it is a gift. What I would say is sometimes parents, when their kids violate values like crazy, and this is a big one, of course, is we want to shun them, or we want to get only angry, and we become one-topic parents. And when we do that, especially with adult children, 31, but adult, they run from us. And so she most likely is going to crash. I think it was Steve who said, you know, eventually she's, you know, or maybe it was Sherry, but eventually this is going to burn out. This doesn't work forever. There's unfortunately, as time goes on, you know, when people make poor choices like this, they do crash or fortunately,
yeah,
whichever.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times it's fortunately. You want to be the person who's there for them. So you can't be a one-topic parent. The advice they're giving is right. at the same time, she is a person who sometimes goes shopping, or she needs to eat, or she needs to, you know, have someone spend time with her. And as hard as this is for you, there are times when you want to be that person who becomes the safe person. Sure, talk to her. I love what you said, Sherry, in terms of, you know, bringing this up. How long is this going to go on? Mm-hmm. But the point being is that when she crashes, you want her to come toward you, not to run away from you. What I've seen happen too many times is parents shun their kids because they're totally violating their values, and they're angry and they're frustrated, and they let out all that anger and frustration on their kid instead of another avenue. And then the kid, you know, crashes, but they don't come home. And you have a chance to be that person.
And, you know, she's not speaking to me, and she calls me a judgmental holy roller. But I do send her cards. I send her little gifts and care packages. I text her, just want to let you know I love you more than anything in the whole wide world. Or I'll just, that's what I do. She does speak with her dad, and he did tell her the other day that he was coming to visit, and she questioned, why are you coming to visit? Because I love you, and I want to see you, and I miss you. And she got a little defensive. I mean, she knows we're on to her, and but we have tried to be so patient and understanding. But I can say, wow, the sky is so blue today, and she'll flip it that it's something that was ugly towards her. Like, no matter what I say to her.
So let me tell you what that is. Let me tell you what that is. Shame. She is covered in shame.
I know that.
Yep. She's covered in shame.
Okay,
I know. So you can't take offense. Don't take offense. Yeah. She's covered in it.
Here is the best thing your husband could do, whether it's on the phone with her, in a letter, or face-to-face. My wife and I were on the board of this ministry, Strip Free. Almost every person we encountered wanted out of that industry. Some of them came out, and they went right back in. And what your husband could help with the most is in a non-judgmental, don't even address the right or wrongness of it.
Right.
But here are some ideas of how you could get out of this.
Okay.
Here are some job opportunities that I know you could fit right into and keep your life going. And, you know, there is everything from she works for him, she works for someone he knows, he finds something. But I believe they become so successful financially that becomes the biggest barrier. So everything they do is all about you and this and your judgmentalness and everything. But in actuality, down inside, they know it's going to end. They know they need to get out. They just have no idea of how to do that and still maintain the lifestyle they have or any lifestyle of anything. So creative second life counseling and coaching from dad might be a really, really valuable thing for him to get into with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no, girl, she'll wake up at some point. I have her in my practice at one point, not her, but somebody just like her that was like 9 years older than her. And it just got so dark that it wasn't fun anymore. And it didn't matter how much money she was getting paid. You keep praying that way. But I love what Steve said and Jim said. And just please hang in there with her. Stay connected.
Yeah. Yeah. I would continue to send the notes. And I would include in those notes ways that you really messed up your life, mistakes you made, things that you know aren't right. Maybe she'll take that view of you as this goody two shoes kind of person that's never made a mistake. Take that away, and then that gives you qualification to speak into her.
Well, and she knows I did not have the perfect life, and I made a lot of mistakes, and I was always, and we've always been open with our kids, and you know, that's why we need a savior, you know.
Good. Well,
and
just so, remind her, you're aware of that in yourself, too. So sorry for what you're going through. Thank you for calling. So we'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I sure hope that you'll pray for this mom and this daughter and father. And it is so tough when you have a child that has gone the opposite direction. I'm so glad that she knew there was kind of a logical reason that this could, this illogical stuff could be happening. Because if we know what the problem is, we may better be able to connect. And a lot of times we deceive ourselves, we lie to ourselves, or we won't look at the reality, and we're not helping at all. So I'm really glad that she was able to express what probably is at the center of all of this. All right, let's go to Marie, San Francisco, California, listens on the great station KFAX. And if you want to join us on the program before we finish, 2 hours we're going to be here, 1-800-229-3000. Marie, welcome to New Life Live.
Thank you, Steve and Sherry, and I'm not sure of the other gentleman.
Jim, Dr. Jim. Jim.
He's amazing.
Dr. Jim.
Jim. So my question is a two-parter. I wanted to know how I can support my daughter that just found out that her husband has been having pornography addiction throughout their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And part two is that I wanted to know, what is pornography considered in that we're Christians in this situation? Because she has suffered, you know, of abuse, like physical, emotional and pushing away and just treated very poor. Because no time, no tolerance, and just very neglected.
Okay, well, pornography is anything that a man uses, or a woman, to experience arousal of some form. And it can be hardcore, it can be soft, what they call soft porn, but it's the same result, and that is tremendous betrayal and separation from the spouse. Now, what has your daughter told you that she's willing to do or has done about the problem?
Well, right now she's not sure how to feel. She's confused. She thought she was going crazy. So I had recently went to Restore, but when it was at Washington, so I shared with her that I have the book, mm-hmm. and, you know, of How We Love, the emotional feeling wordless, because I thought reading that helped me, because I thought, right. you know, to identify, not growing up in a feeling world, to identify my feelings and emotion. And so during this, so we're kind of at the very beginning stages, you know, and I wanted to know what should I be saying? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm thinking Restore and get into counseling for herself, but, you know, you guys are the masters, and Sherry's on the show.
Yeah, and I'm going to turn this over to her in just a second, but I want to say this. I think the first thing is you need to have her call the call center and get some strategy on the best way to approach him to go to Every Man's Battle. And, you know, they work with 75% of the calls are from women, and they do have some things, they know some ways that give you the best hope possible. So I would do that. But Sherry, take it from here.
Yeah, well, I love that you are a mom that's willing to just put skin in the game. I mean, for you to have gone to Restore, for you to really want to understand what's going on in her world because you love her, that's amazing. It is so common, so common, for there to be a tremendous amount of lying, blaming, and something called gaslighting, which is making your daughter feel either crazy or like something is wrong with her in order to cover up the porn and the acting out. I was working with a couple this year sometime where they had gone through something called a therapeutic full disclosure, and they came out the other side, and there was a lot of honest conversation because now things were out. And he said, I was in the office, and he said, you know what? I heard him tell his wife, I did tell you you were crazy. I did that because I didn't want you to know what I was covering up. Mm-hmm. So that, having him get into treatment, having her put some boundaries down in order to draw a line in the sand. It's a little bit like the first caller, right? The woman that was raped, sexually violated. We feel powerless and helpless, and your daughter feels that way too. But the truth of it is she has a lot more power than she realizes. When we are awake and we begin to realize it's not about us, it's not about you, it's about what's happening to you. And for her to draw a line in the sand to say, I need you to go to every man's battle. I need you to get into an SA group. I need you to start working on this because I'd like to stay married to you. But if you choose not to start taking some of these steps, because you can do that if you want, right? You cannot do anything. But I will not be here. Now, it doesn't have to be a big threat. You don't have to throw the divorce card down, but it's like, you need to do this. You need to give New Life a call. I'm not going to tolerate this anymore.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll talk with you a little bit more, but I want to be sure that you understand. Well, we'll talk about why her reaction, her response right now will kind of determine her future. And it's exactly, a big deal. And the wrong kind of response to him can cause something that has great potential to just die. And then what do?
Yeah.
You go walk away and find a different source of misery. I don't want that for her. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking here with a mom, and her son-in-law is abusive and addicted to porn. Jim, you wanted to weigh in, and then I have a couple things I want to say.
Marie, I love I love that you love your daughter and want to help her in a big way. And one of the things I want to suggest is, at the very beginning, Steve talked about developing a strategy. One of the things that people have to understand is that when an addict gets well, let's pretend that your son-in-law goes to Every Man's Battle and gets well. A lot of times, then it's the spouse, in this case, your daughter, who then falls apart because they don't have the tools. And so what you really want to do is come alongside her so she gets the tools to be able to talk to him and get him to get the healing. But then that's a continual process because she now needs the help, too, to work with an addict who's in process. So, you know, make sure that you help her. This isn't a one-talk conversation, but make sure that you help her get the kind of strategy. And that means, you know, going to a professional and getting the kind of help. So I urge you to have your daughter call New Life to begin with.
Yeah.
And then she needs the strength and the tools
right
through the whole process.
If I could write a script for her, it would be, I've endured abuse And now, of course, I know what you're doing in the area of pornography. It's all a betrayal of me. It is devastating to me. And so here's what I'm going to do to get help. I'm going to go to Restore. I'm going to get a therapist that can help women, specialize in women that have been deceived. Now, what are you willing to do? Because if you're not willing to get help, we don't have a future. When he senses that she's serious about that, he will turn on every spigot of survival technique and manipulation that he has. He'll tell her, I will read my Bible every day, all this stuff. And that's when she needs to say, I hear what you're saying, but none of that matters to me if you don't get help and treatment from professionals for this problem. If you don't want a future, don't do anything. It's just that simple. So she needs to be ready for this manipulative barrage of what a good boy he's going to be. It doesn't matter. And we can help her with that. I'm going to send her you and her Intimate Deception. I think she'll understand it all so much better after she reads that. And I'm so glad you called. And she needs you. She needs you to help her to be tough and not succumb to the typical manipulation that happens when a man has been found out. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much for that, because I want to restore from my previous relationship, but I notice all the signs. But I thank you because that you confirmed or validated that's how I'm feeling. Like, I don't have any room for nonsense. Like, that we need to nip it in the bud, and this is serious.
Right.
So I thank you. And Sherry, do you have any openings?
Is she in my area? Well, actually, why don't you just give me a call, and I'll help her get hooked up.
We'll connect you.
Yep.
We'll connect you with Sherry.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for
bless
calling.
Her heart.
Tough. Very,
yeah,
very tough.
So
there's
hard.
Your adult parent not knowing what to do with my adult child. And it's so common. And I would just say, anybody struggling with these kind of things, August the 13th, we got Dr. Jill Hubbard, Jim Burns, myself, talking about how do we deal with these dilemmas. Speaking of dilemmas, Larry, we have, but we have a dilemma of a matching fund. I don't think it's a matching fund. I think it's a miracle fund.
Yeah, it
because
was.
Because if you want to support transformation and get a double dog boost, well, we're going to match every miracle dollar that you give us. Talk about that and share with us the testimony you brought in.
Well, it's just an incredible blessing, and the match was so much larger than we had budgeted or thought that we would receive. So it's a blessing. If it was up to us, I'd say it's a challenge because it's not being met as timely as we had hoped. But it's not up to us. It's up to you folks. It's up to God. And it'll be matched in His time. And so I'm leaving that at that and just asking you to pray about a gift. And if you feel moved, that'd be great. It would be helpful to people like this lady that wrote us this little note. Hello, New Life family. Thank you for honoring God and teaching and applying God's Word to our lives. Thank you for explaining what abuse is and how to deal, reveal, and heal from it. The standards and boundaries for healthy living you teach have helped me on my road to recovery from a 20-year marriage to a narcissist. Mm. And now giving back to New Life is pure joy. So, folks, I don't know what your situation is. You may be in a really hurtful, struggling place, or you may be on the top of the world looking down thinking life is so good. And wherever you are on that spectrum, if a note like this says to you that this ministry is doing something for God and God is touching it, and we give all glory to Him. We don't do anything other than set the stage and challenge people to take steps.
Mm.
And if you'll take those steps, and you'll take a step as a donor and make a gift, that would be really helpful. But
absolutely.
It's in your timing and your conversation with God and the nudging of His Spirit. So ask Him.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we'll send you Dave Stoop's book, Making Peace with Your Father, as a gift to you, a reward back, our way of saying thank you.
And Dave Stoop, I was just sharing with Wayne in our office about Dave Stoop. He was never privileged to meet Dave, and what a man. What a godly man.
No kidding.
And so his writings are incredible, and I just want to encourage you. I also want to encourage you, if you have some way that God has touched your life through this ministry, would you write us and tell us? You could put it in the mail. You could do an email to our customer service that you can find on our website. We'd love to hear from you and just share it with others to encourage them too.
Larry, while you're here, I also want to mention something else because you took this. But on October 6th through the 13th, we're doing our New Life gathering. We try to do a trip every year for everybody. And it's not a river cruise. It's a transforcation. It's a grocation, not a staycation. And you literally, people always say when they go to these things, well, the scenery is nice and everything, but the content made a difference. And Mylon is going to be speaking with me on this trip, and our goal is that when we're talking to you, we're presenting new information that could be part of transforming your life. We start in Amsterdam, we end in Switzerland, and along the way, Larry, you can tell them, it's pretty spectacular.
Well, it is spectacular. I mean, not just the views, the cities you go to, you can see historical sites and cathedrals, and it makes you realize just how God has moved and worked and still does today. I can't speak highly enough of it. The trip is incredible. You will sense God's presence because only people invited to come with us are people that know New Life or find out about this trip through New Life. And
there are different stateroom prices. Something there I think could be affordable for you and your wife, and it literally could be the beginning of a whole new way of living.
Doesn't matter if you're single or a couple. There's a room for you on this cruise, and the content will be applicable to every single person. It's not just a marriage cruise.
All right. Thank you, Larry, for sharing that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you can help us, or if you want information on the cruise, you can also go to newlife.com. And thank you, Larry, for doing all that you do. All right, let's go back to the calls right now. Let's talk with Esther from Charlotte, I believe it's Michigan, WLCM. Charlotte, how are you today? I mean, Esther, how are you in Charlotte today?
Hi, thank you so much. It's hot.
It's hot,
really hot here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
My question is one that I had asked many years ago about a split in a relationship with adult daughter who has now grown 12 years older than then, and so have I, and her children, and I am now quite close to checking out of this life and going on to the next. My continual prayer has been a reconciliation before I pass. I realize that God can do it after I'm gone. I mean, as far not reconciling with me, as with God. She and her entire family were devout Christians, active in their church, and it was not superficial. It was total devotion to the Lord. It wasn't just going to church and, you know, total devotion.
Well, we've got to go to a break. I have to go to a break.
Okay.
You can hear the music. During that break, I'd like you to think about sharing with us why you think this happened. What was the source of it? How did it get so bad?
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Esther, common adult child problem. And if you want to join us, if you know we're going to be here another hour after this, 1-800-229-3000. So, Esther, I challenged you to just tell us in the best way possible what caused this rift between you and her.
Actually, I need to clarify that by now it is not just between her and me. She has the whole family. She, her husband,
okay,
children,
but
have
that's,
cut off from
but it
everyone.
Started. It started somewhere, and so I want you to go back to the beginning. Tell me what happened.
Well, first of all, they moved out of state. And up until that point, believe me, there were the normal upheavals as well as a terrible upheaval when her dad left. After, and we were a Christian family, you know, he married someone in the church a week after our divorce.
Okay, so tell me why.
Pivotal.
Why the separation between you and her?
I have no idea. 12 years I've had to meditate, pray, look through. She has cut off her friends. I asked, has anyone heard from her? Does anyone know what's going on in their lives? I only know
think
what
back.
I get on Facebook.
Okay, so think back to those early days where she started to drift away, or she just said, I'm not going to be part of the church anymore. Do you remember what your reaction was? What
I
you
do
said
remember that she was, she had worked very hard on a project, like a pageant for the church to present. She's always been incredibly talented musically.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
So what
she was rejected.
Okay. And then what was your response to that rejection that hurt her so badly? Do you remember your perspective or position?
There was a specific, I didn't, no, not at that particular time. It grew. I was very empathetic, understanding, but long distance. At that time, I didn't have a computer or anything like that, you know, and I've always lived on the edge of poverty. So there wasn't, I couldn't be calling long distance all the time. And do you understand what I'm saying? And I was, as the years went on, I was battling this terminal thing.
Yeah.
And so I spent a lot of time in and out of the hospital. And all the kids I have one in Florida, great grandchildren in Iowa and all over the country, and did my best to stay in touch with all of them. But I did what I was able.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let me turn this over to
about her salvation than her relationship with me.
Okay.
And the children, it's not just her. They are involved in this now. The whole, it isn't just what happens to her and her husband.
Sure. Well, let me just turn this over to Sherry so we can try to give you some help. It's a horrible situation to be in. And
Esther, it just sounds like you are hurting and you're feeling really alone. You're feeling really alone as you went through your horrible health situation, all your hospital visits. You're feeling alone at the end of your life. How young are you? How young are you?
78.
Okay, sweetheart. So you're 78. You're 78. And in your greatest dreams, in your greatest hope, in your greatest expectation, at 78, you would have your family living near and you would be checking in on each other. And it is an incredible heartache and loss for you at 78 to not have your life like you had hoped and dreamed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lot of loss. Do you have any friends? Do you have any friends?
Of the pandemic, I have been totally you know, the immune system and all that. And
right, so you've been even more isolated. You've been even more alone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And had to surrender my a lot of my pets, that kind of thing.
There's
okay,
so much
I've got a couple of minutes here. Can you give her some hope?
Well, Steve, when is our next conference that we're doing on grief and loss? And I'm looking here. Do we have
that? We're doing emotional freedom, and we're incorporating a lot of the grief material into that.
You know what? I know that you're in a financial situation. I want you to stay in the line, and we can talk to you because there's, you know, I'm sure there's funds if you sign up for scholarship.
Will you
help her out, Steve? Because really need a place where you can be loved and cared for to process some of this loss before you go, right? To learn how to build bridges that aren't about but, or expectations, but that are, I love you. I miss you. I wish we were closer. It's a whole different way of being.
Yeah. Jim, I've got 30 seconds for you. Can you just chime in here and give us a perspective?
Yeah, I love your mother's heart, and there is a lot of pain there. You know, sometimes the best way to get back with your adult children who have walked away is for you to take the lead and simply say, I'm sorry, this is not the time to preach, this is not the time to lay out all of your pain, but just simply to say, you know, if there's something I've done to you, I'm sorry. Those words sometimes melt a relationship.
They sure do.
That may be the answer to start with. And, you know, anytime you point a finger at somebody, there's three fingers pointing back at you. And, you know, so again, it's not all about
wise.
You.
But so wise, Jim.
You may have to just simply take the lead.
Yeah. Let me send you Healing is a Choice. I hope that will be a blessing to you. I hope you can join us for our next Emotional Freedom Workshop. So sorry for what you are going through here in this very, very difficult time. Romans 8:38-39 says that I'm convinced that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, do your kids know that? There's nothing that could separate your love from them, or do they think they did something that did separate your love from them? I think no matter what your child is going through, a parent that steps in and says, hey, I don't approve of this, I don't like it, but I'm going through it with you. I'm not going to stand on the sideline just because this isn't the way I view the world or think. I'm in it with you. I love you, and I'm going to be part of this process. No matter what it is. And I don't care if my friends look at me and say, well, it looks like you're endorsing this. No, I'm endorsing God's love through me to my child. You let your child know, I love you. I'm going to show you that by walking through this process you're going through. I will not abandon you because God would never abandon me. If you want to join us in the next hour, 1-800-229-3000. If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's the same number if you can help us. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.